Well, the nano DNA is going to do pretty much everything you're going to want or need, and it'll do more, but there's more functions on it that you probably won't use. Like, you can use it to tune up the filters and all sorts of stuff. They don't have a whole lot of dynamic range, so you can't, like, tune a big flexor with it, but if you got, like, a single cavity filter, something that's got a, you know, a tuning slug, you can tune those with that. But the only thing you're worried about is VSWR and return loss at whatever frequency you are interested in. Which, the UI on those can be a little iffy, but once you watch a couple of YouTube videos, you'll kind of get the hang of it. It's a little clunky, though.
I really annoyed myself with the antenna was outside and I was inside and it was a cold day and I was trying to tweak the SWR to get close and there was a lot of back and forth and a lot of annoyance. So funny story, and I was talking to Jim the day before yesterday about the optimum amplifier on the thing. And so I bought the 10-watt, I guess two of the 10-watt antenna tuners. One's a simple one, the other one's made for long wire, and it doesn't mount on the radio. But I got those, and I thought I needed another antenna tuner for the amplifier. And lo and behold, Jim's like, no, that's built in. And I'm like, I don't think so, because, you know, they had a recommendation for additional antenna tuners and all. And lo and behold, yeah, it's built in. I don't like to read. That's one of my downfalls.